This is Shinobi, and you're listening to Gilcast.
I was nervous, I guess it just wasn't my night. Our family gave me answers, oh, but I couldn't get the questions right.
Hey all, welcome back to this 91st episode of Guildcast for January 7th, 2008. I'm your host, Sean. In this episode, I think it's pretty safe to say I have quite a treat in store for you. What I wanted to do for quite a while now was do like a game show type episode relating to Guild Wars trivia. And, you know, while I've done things like this previously in in-game trivia contests, I've never really done it in audio, which would only make sense for a podcast, right? Well, what we did for this episode was I got together with a few friends of mine, and we did our own version of Guild Wars Jeopardy. We recorded it on TeamSpeak, so the quality isn't really 100%, but it's still nice enough to just tell how much fun we had doing this. So I wanted to thank Matt, the TeamSpeak host provider and guild leader for Sigil of Nightfall, where my second account resides, and also I want to thank Jenna and John, who are fellow officers in that same guild, for just getting together with me and recording this whole project. I had a lot of fun recording and participating in it, and I really hope the rest of you enjoy listening to it. Here we are. We're going to play a little bit of Guild Wars Jeopardy. And I'm here with a couple people from my second account's guild, in Sigil of Nightfall. We have Matt, Jenna, and John. Can you say hi, guys?
Hey!
Hello!
Hello.
And what we're going to do is we're just going to go through. We have six categories. We have five questions for each one, and they're worth 100 through 500 points. We have one audio daily double that I made, actually, and that should be
cool.
Kind of fun. Yeah, and but the rest of them, it's all Guild Wars related, and the categories are armor and weapons. She's crafty, which is all about crafting materials.
Yeah. Are you blowing up the Death Star? Because that's kind of what it sounded like. It did sound like that. We're not blowing up the Death Star. I guess you're blowing up all the wrong.
That's not Guild Wars related.
Yeah, right. That's a different.
It should be. Death Stars and Guild Wars.
We also have NPCs. We have My Hero, which is about heroes. We have Who's the Boss, which is about
bosses. About Tony Danza.
And finally, we have Potpourri, which is anything. Anything goes.
And it smells wonderful.
Yes.
Mixed bag.
Potpourri.
Oh, well, I do want to say before we get started, I'm really excited to be in the Guildcast studios because I've wanted to be here for and really, the pâté in the green room was really good. So, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I'm a vegetarian. Yeah. I didn't really appreciate the pâté, but whatever.
I've never had makeup on like this before either, so I'm pretty
yeah,
impressed.
It was exciting.
But I kind of like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, which is weird for radio.
Well, you know, we all have our little things.
I have makeup over all of my body. I thought maybe just the face. And when they asked me to strip, I was taken aback.
Yeah, but I noticed literally that you didn't really hesitate.
No, it was fine. It was okay. I'm kind of okay with it. I don't think I'll bathe for a few days, but, you know, that's typical too.
I think John should go first because he's so enthusiastic about being a part of this.
All right, John, you can go
here,
first.
Here.
Well, Sean, I'll take NPCs for 100.
All right. This pig plays a major part in the Gate of Krita bonus. John?
Who is Oink?
Right.
I couldn't remember his name for the freaking life of me.
It took me a minute. I was like Piggy. What was it? Is a pig in this game?
I'm like thinking of the names of my characters' pigs, her pet and her mini pet. I'm like, no, that's not right.
when I'm thinking NPCs, I'm thinking people I can take along on a mission. And I'm like,
yeah.
I'm thinking to myself, Menlo, Alicia,
he
Oink.
Is a piggy.
You know, that's, so I would love to be able to take Oink on missions rather than Alicia.
He would be more useful than Alicia.
Yeah, he can't be a worse healer than she is.
Yeah. Even without healing spells. His AI is even as good as Alicia's.
Do I go again? Is that how I don't watch Jeopardy a whole lot.
I think so. Yeah,
you get to go again.
The next one.
I usually don't watch Jeopardy down at Disney World at Ellen's Energy Adventure.
Do you have to move all the way up, or can you just jump all the way up to the 500 rank or whatever?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can jump anywhere.
I'm going to take NPCs for 200, Sean.
Okay. This is the name of the only pet tamer in Prophecies, both pre- and post-searing.
Oh, man. 200?
I'm like, oh my God, what is 500 going to be?
Jenna?
Who is, it starts with an A?
Ends with an N?
Anyone? I have no idea.
Your mother, Trebek.
Whoever, if there's somebody out there that really knows that off of the top of their head, scary.
No, I'm sure. Unfortunately, we're not three of them.
Didn't the timer run out by
now? Yeah, I think so. The answer, I need a little timer sound. The answer is Jor-El the Tamer.
Jor-El? Superman's
Jor-El?
Dad?
Superman's
Jor-El? Jor-El.
They should have gotten Marlon Brando to do the voice.
Totally.
That would have been great.
You would like to pass your pet on to me. You are the last son of Krypton, and this is the last Melandru stalker I am taking off anybody's hands.
So what happens when no one gets it? Does it go back to me?
It goes to the next person, right?
No, I thought it went back to him.
Oh, that's right, it does.
Yeah, you can go.
And I lost 200 points, right? Are you keeping track of the points, Sean?
Yeah, I guess.
I am. Am I allowed to do that? Well, you can. I'll show you my work after the show.
God, these studio lights are really, really hot.
I'm melting.
All right. Well, I'll take. I'm gonna leave NPCs around. I'm gonna take. She's crafty for 100. Gone.
All right. These two rare crafting materials were first introduced in factions for their high-end armor sets. Jenna.
What are jadeite shards and amber chunks?
Right. Correct.
Woo! Woohoo! Was that
Jenna's on the board 100? With negative 100.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm going to take armor and weapons for 100.
All right. This is the name of the item used to upgrade armor since the release of Nightfall. Jenna?
What are insignias?
Right.
Ooh.
I'm sounding a little too game show host here.
No, you should. You should. I'm going to go back to Sheath Crafty for 200.
Okay. These rare materials most commonly drop in the Fissure of Woe and are used for the FOW armor. Matt?
Echoes?
Oh!
That would be wrong.
The form of a question.
Who is Echoes?
No, that's still wrong.
Who is beep beep?
Jenna?
What are globs of ectoplasm?
That's still incorrect. Fissure of Woe.
Fissure of Woe? Do we go down there ever?
Yeah, we get globs of ectoplasm.
Oh.
That's it, I'm going to go looking.
No, you can't.
This can't might have there. To be a... We might have to ask the judges on this one.
Oh, okay.
Can you get Ecto also in Fissure of Woe? Because I thought it was just obsidian shards.
No, you can get globs of ectoplasm in both the Fissure of Woe and in the Underworld.
Oh. Well, I failed that one. I get negative 200 on that one.
But you're right. It's shards for if you go down there to Fissure, that's right. I do remember.
Yeah.
But they are specific to the Fissure of Woe. See, we don't care because the Fissure of Woe armor is so horribly ugly.
Yeah,
why do you collect these things?
why you would put yourself through the hell.
Just so you can walk around and say, I got fissure bow armor.
Woohoo! So I'll give Matt 200 for that one then.
Oh, that's nice.
You get 200, Matt?
Yeah, Matt gets 200. Sweet. And Matt gets to pick now.
Yep.
I'll take Potpourri for 100, Trebek.
This is the chapter where you can find the Janundu. Jenna?
What is Nightfall?
Correct.
I'll take She's Crafty for 300.
Okay, She's Crafty for 300. These are the two materials used to craft an Alonian leather square.
What is lint and phlegm? Not right? Oh, sorry.
I don't think I've ever crafted Alonian leather squares. I just buy them.
I'm guessing it has leather in it, but that's not really an answer.
I'll take a guess. What is tanned hide squares and leather squares?
Ooh, close. It's tanned hide squares and dust.
Oh, of course. Because that makes so much sense. I think it's pixie dust. I think it is. I think it's pixie dust. You just sprinkle it on something and you get whatever you want, plus it flies.
But you can pick again.
So, I have to pick again because nobody got that. Okay. Let's get rid of She's Crafty. She's Crafty for 400.
Oh, thank God. Let's get rid of it.
Well, we got 400 and 500.
Yeah, well, I'm working there. We're
making
a break. Gosh.
Okay. She's Crafty for 400. These are the three monstrous rare crafting materials.
What are monstrous eyes, monstrous fangs, and monstrous claws?
Yep, that's it.
Woohoo!
Very good.
Am I the only one that thinks monstrous eyeballs are just about the most disgusting crafting material? I mean, what do you do?
They're
like,
all pretty disgusting.
Do you smush them onto your armor and rub them in or something?
Well, they have those.
I know my ship crafts with an icy hump.
I'll take She's Crafty for 500.
Okay, these are the only three jewels that are current rare crafting materials. Jenna?
What are sapphires, diamonds, and rubies?
Right.
That was really good. You know your game.
I'm
on my game. All right, I'm steering clear of NPCs because I figure it's only going to get harder from Jor-El the animal tamer. So, let's have fun with bosses. Who's the boss for 100?
This is the chapter that contains the monk boss, the Afflicted Cho. John.
What is factions?
Right.
What is easier than falling off a frickin' log?
My button's not working here. It's not making any noise.
I'm going to take armor and weapons for 200.
Okay, this is the maximum base armor for a shield with no mods or inscriptions. Jenna?
What is 16?
Right.
Armor and weapons for 300, please.
These two classes in Guild Wars have the highest maximum base armor rating of 80. Jenna?
Who are warriors and paragons?
Right.
Armor and weapons for 400.
Man, you're cleaning up.
Thanks.
She's cheating. Okay. I know it.
I'm sleeping with the host.
Whoa, awesome.
See, I knew it.
Aren't you guys getting married?
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah, it's gonna be a sexless but not loveless marriage.
Aw, just like every other.
It's gonna be like, Matt's marriage.
That's true. My button's not working.
Oh, see, that's why his marriage is like that. His button's not working.
Oh.
It's her buttons that's not working.
Whoa!
Oh.
Armor and weapons for 400, please.
Alright. The Kinslayer is this type of green item.
John, you have all the green items in the game.
Yeah, but I don't think I have the Kinslayer. Or I've ever had the Kinslayer.
What is Max?
That would be incorrect.
Oh, so I'm like negative, like 1,000?
No, you're only negative 200.
Negative 200, yeah.
Time's up.
Oh, okay.
No, time's up.
Down. It is a shield.
Oh, that's
yeah. You wouldn't think
interesting.
That.
Stupid.
Yes, Slayer suggests offense.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
In protect.
That must have been made or crafted by the same person that did the hats for this holiday season.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can't believe that we're talking about weapons and we're not talking about the axe flapper. But hopefully that'll be up somewhere further in one of the other questions.
We just got joined by another member of our guild, Mr. Mike Collins, who's late
just
to the game.
Came onto the stage.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, everybody. Sorry I'm late.
That's okay. We're in the middle of recording, so.
I see that. That set looks good.
Mike was eating the pâté back in the green room. I'm telling you, that stuff was incredible.
Armor and weapons for 500, please.
All right. This is the only weapon upgrade component that is one word.
Huh.
This should be easy. Oh, my God.
Yeah. What is... Oh,
Jenna?
Wait, is that the other time, or is that your buzz?
I don't know. That was the buzz. Sorry. What is a tang?
That would be wrong.
That's a good guess, though.
That was very good.
Because the tang is actually a dagger tang. But the answer is spearhead.
Oh.
It's one word. What the heck is a tang? I thought that was what the astronauts drank. What is this tang of which you speak for daggers?
I don't know where it fits on the dagger, but it is instead of it's the prefix one because the suffix one is the handle, right?
Yep.
I
guess
the
tang
is
the blade.
Tang on my weapon.
Yep. If you put tang on your weapon, that way you know where you actually stab them because it gets stained orange. So later on, when you're all sitting around and going, "That was my kill," you can be like, "See, it's orange from the tang."
That's right. I remember Legolas says that in Pirates of the Caribbean. About the tang.
Okay. What the?
So I get to pick?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm hoping for Muji Magic Box, so I'm going to do Who's the Boss for 200.
Sean's okay. Like, damn it.
No. All right. Who's the Boss for 200? This is the species of the Prophecy's boss, Maw the Mountain Heart. John?
Yeah, I don't remember what the stupid things are called. What is the big tree creature that goes grrr? No, wait, what is...
I
no,
don't
it's
remember.
Not, it's not one of the,
I don't remember
one of the tree
that.
Creatures. It's what is a giant worm that comes out and goes whirr.
Right, yep, that's it.
Does he get
am
that?
I think you get that.
That's fine. I shall take no points for the giant worm impression.
Well, it's not that. It's that you called it a tree first.
Yeah, then I forgot.
I don't remember any trees going grrr.
Oh, the trees go grrr all the time.
No. If you're talking about the trees, they go ooh.
Yeah, they go ooh.
And then they throw rocks. Well, usually they're hitting me in the head with rocks, so I'm not really paying attention to what they're saying.
I obviously do not have my sound up high enough when I play this game.
Well, you're always in the back of the party raising undead, so you don't get to appreciate the beauty that is the sound the trees make.
Oh, okay.
So John gets to pick again, right? Because nobody got it?
Yeah, right.
Okay. Go ahead, John.
All right, so I'll take Who's the Boss for 300.
All right. This is the name of the Etten boss from whom you can cap the elite skill Backbreaker on the Fire Islands.
Go ahead, John. John has all the... Oh, so does Preacher, actually.
So does
Mike.
Collins. Come on, Collins.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking.
Oh, he's in the back corner there, right?
Probably could be anywhere on that island.
Is he in Perdition Rock? Perdition Rock.
Isn't he the one that's in the back there?
I didn't know there were any. Oh, were there any bosses on the fire?
You know, I don't catalog them. I just kill them and take their items.
Are we allowed to
tell
you? Wiki up while we're doing this?
No.
Once I tell you, you guys are going to be like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
it's probably something backbreaker.
Jenna, does that mean time's up?
I think that was the time up, yeah.
Okay. It's Firk Mallet.
Oh, I do remember Firk.
Firk Mallet.
Old Firk.
What is Firk? What kind of critter is Firk? Does anyone know?
He's an Etten.
He's an Etten boss.
Oh, that's right. He's in the Ring of Fire, isn't he? The actual
Magician
Rock.
When you come up the hill there, he's right there usually.
You basically restated the entire question just then.
Wait, he has backbreaker, doesn't he?
I think so.
Is that elite skill?
Did you look these questions up before you did this, Sean?
No, it's all strictly from age
and
memory.
And he slept with your mother, Trebek.
Oh. So I guess John gets to pick
again,
right?
John picks again. Yeah.
I pick again? All right, who's the boss for 400? You just like this is going to be the answer to one of these, I guarantee it.
All right, who's the boss for 400? This elementalist boss is best known for his appearances in Thunderhead Keep using his elite skill, Water Trident. Jenna?
Who is the judge?
Yep, that's it.
Oh,
good job.
Thank you. I thought it was such an odd name for an elementalist. Dear and clear of NPCs. Potpourri for 200.
This is the name of the guild hall with the Prophecy's Crystal Desert theme.
Oh, John, we just went on that tour of
we
guild
hall. We just toured those. It was a great tour.
Oh, it was a great tour.
Isn't like the tour
what
of
the
homes?
Heck was it? Yeah,
something
sort
like
of.
That, yeah, but without cool. the hors d'oeuvres.
Oh, not good.
I didn't like it. I remember that. Wow, that's obscure.
And it's only 200.
Yeah.
All right, so time's up. It's Nomad's Isle.
Oh.
Do you remember that
right.
one?
No. I mean, I remember the name, and I remember that there was a Prophecy's Desert one, and that's about it. I'll take Potpourri for 200. I mean, 300.
300.
Sorry. Sorry, I didn't erase it.
Didn't look up at the board.
300.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Potpourri for 300. The current energy cost of the elite spell Visions of Regret.
That's all you, John.
Vision of Regret? Who uses that elite skill? Seriously.
I was going to say.
Exactly.
Probably a mesmer spell.
Well John's the mesmer of the guild.
I use energy surge, like any good mesmer would.
Yeah. What
there's a bunch of people out there going, come on!
Yeah.
They're like, what are you, energy surge? What are you talking about? It's Visions of Regret all the way.
Take a guess. I'll take a guess. I'll take a guess.
Okay.
How much is 15?
That would be incorrect.
Oh.
What is 10? Who is 10?
Yep. Yeah, it's 10. That's it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who is Mesmer of 10? Oh.
Mesmer of 10? She was on Deep Space Nine. Or she was on Voyager, wasn't she? I remember her.
No. Yeah. I think Bo Derek
Seven
played her.
Oh.
Bo Derek.
Oh, we lost Matt for the rest of the game.
She's Randy.
So, Matt, you get to pick.
Yeah.
Ooh. NPCs for 100.
We did that.
We only have 3, 4, and 5 left on NPCs. There you go.
NPCs for 300.
This NPC skill trainer is not within the bounds of a city or an outpost and is the first to offer the skill Meteor Shower in Prophecies.
Oh.
See, I apparently don't pay, I don't pay enough attention to the little people. To me, they're just a title. They have a function. Mm. I don't care what their name is. I don't care to get to know them. Just give me the skill. Let me be on my way. I'm like that in real life, too.
Who is Hillary Clinton?
That would be incorrect.
No? She's not out there?
Not since after
she's
Iowa.
Out there. But
that's what I was going to say. Yeah, she's out there. Third, I think, but she wasn't first to offer it.
She's the third one to offer it. Yeah, exactly. Time's up. I don't think anybody knows that. I'm with John. I recognize people by their titles. You know, their names are Merchant, Skill Trainer.
Yeah, really?
You guys are going to hate the last two questions in this category.
Uh-oh.
The answer to that one was Captain Greywind.
Oh, I remember Captain.
Oh, I know him.
I forgot he was a skill trainer, because all I do is get quests from him and give him blankets. Who knew? Who knew that he actually gave skills as well?
He's one of those 12 people that emigrated with the prince, right?
What, did they come? Or was he in Krita beforehand? Is he an Ascalonian?
He was in the wagon.
Yeah. He was in the wagon.
Yeah.
Is that why their little settlement up there sucks so much? Because they just put it up real quick?
Well, that's, and there was only 12 of them.
That gives you an actual outpost.
Yeah.
Hopefully they weren't all family members because, you know, procreation and all.
I think they actually applied for outpost status.
That's true. Or the Ettons up there. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
You know, inbreeding could be an Ascalonian way of life, and it really would explain a lot about Prince Rurik.
Oh.
Well, who gets to pick then? Matt again, right?
Matt, go ahead and pick again.
Yep.
Let's just finish off.
Yeah, let's go NPCs for 400, please.
All right, NPCs for 400. The city in which Merchant Wolfgar peddles his wares.
Oh, he sounds Kurzikian to me. He sounds Kurzikstani, doesn't he?
I don't know.
I'll take a guess.
Okay.
What is House Zuhelzer?
That's right.
Woohoo!
Wow.
Good
job.
Thank you. Let's finish that up. NPCs for 500, please.
All right, NPCs for 500. This person offers the Vanguard or Monument armor in Eye of the North.
Oh, right. Yeah, I don't know any of their names. They're too new.
Mike, you play a lot of Eye of the North.
Rumpelstiltskin.
You didn't answer the form of a question.
Who is Rumpelstiltskin?
Well, I only know one Ebon Vanguard. Who is Skippy?
That would be wrong. But it should be right.
Oh. Who is that grumpy Skippy lieutenant chick with the big square sword?
Oh, the one that's outside?
Yeah, Captain What's-Her-Face.
Langmar.
Langmar. Captain Langmar. Who is Captain Langmar?
Oh, yeah.
Nope.
But it's not her.
Give up?
Yeah, we give up.
Yes.
It is Brett. Simply Brett.
Just Brett. Like Madonna, he needs only one name.
Yep.
I want to go on record as saying NPCs' names. Yeah, not so much. Unless they're
like Captain
bosses or...
Well, Captain Greywind's an actual... I mean, he's cool. He gives quests and we chat and, you know, I've had drinks with him. He's a nice guy.
There's some cool people in old Ascalon City or something like that that you get to know pretty well. Like, what's the one that's named after the Beatles song?
Oh, Ellie Rigby.
Ellie Rigby, yeah. Yeah, I remember her.
Well, I know Versailles, my friend Versailles, who's the merchant in Owl's Roost or Owl's Den.
I've never been there.
I don't know where he's at, but I know him because he also gives me quests. He's a nice guy. I like him.
That would be a fun episode, Sean, if you weren't canceling Guildcast, would be to sit around and talk about your favorite NPCs who don't really do much.
That would
be
a long
episode.
Whose
turn is it to guess? Yeah. My turn? Let's finish up Potpourri for 400.
All right, Potpourri for 400. The total number of players on both sides combined fighting in an alliance battle. John?
24. Oh, what is 24? How many is 24?
Right.
How did you know
Good
that?
One.
When have we ever done an alliance battle?
Well, you know,
the max was 12. I do remember that.
Yeah, that's the only reason I knew. I had to then, the difficult part was taking that I knew there could be 12 on a side and multiplying that by 2.
Oh.
How did you even
well,
know
you
that?
Well, you get to pick, John.
Oh, well, Potpourri for 500, please.
All right, Potpourri for 500. The age that you need to be in order to receive the Juggernaut birthday mini pet. John?
What is 2 years old?
Right. That's it.
Wow.
Oh, my mind was all over the place on that one.
I was like,
I'm thinking of the Marvel hero or Marvel villain Juggernaut, and then I'm like, wait, how old we have to be? I didn't know we had to be a certain year. Oh, I was just crazy all over the place with that one.
I was thinking porno pets or something like that, and then I was like, no. They
yeah,
didn't do that
like you had to be 18.
That. I'm thinking the Juggernaut. Oh, what could that... Oh.
I'd like to explain explored the virgin category of My Hero for 100.
Oh, this is going to be good. Jorah!
Okay.
Who is Jorah?
Who has the biggest breast?
Who is Jorah?
All right, My Hero for 100.
Oh, and I just want to also go on record as saying that I'm really disappointed that Danica didn't make an appearance yet in NPCs or something.
I'll have to work on that for the next version.
You're canceling the show.
Exactly.
All right, My Hero for 100, John?
Yes.
All right, okay. My Hero for 100. If you are a Tyrion or Canton character coming over to Alona for the first time, you will get these three heroes first.
And
Jenna?
Who is Milani, Toph, and Ugly Head? What's his name?
Ugly Head.
He doesn't name his son. The dude, the monk.
Oh, Duncoro.
God, what the... Duncoro.
There, right. I'll help you out. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Who is
We
Duncoro?
Can split those. Can we split
Who
those? 50 points
head?
Each.
50 each? Okay. Sure, we can do that. Yeah, that was right.
Okay. My Hero for 200.
Okay, this is an audio, and it's going to take me a second. Hold on one second.
Who is Jorah's butt?
Oh, that'd be some
Technology.
Audio. I'm hoping you guys can hear this. You have to tell me who it is on this audio, whose voice it is.
She was always driven, smart, and strong in her beliefs. When the darkness took her, I remained blind and loyal.
I think Matt was first.
Who is the Paragon guy that turns on the chick that's the bad guy?
Oh my goodness.
In Nightfall.
Dude, you can't remember his name?
Montague, Montressor,
Montessori.
Yeah. He had a cool voice.
Morgan?
He was a pair. Morgan!
Yep. Do you guys share that one too?
Yeah,
I heard it a little bit. I was going to guess Zed, but he's right. He's right.
Yeah.
As soon as I heard a little bit, I knew Morgan, Paragon, the guy we use all the time, you know.
Yeah, the guy we use all the time. Mine doesn't even have, like, a full skill bar. I never use him. You get to pick, Matt.
I'm thinking. So where are we at in heroes now?
300.
300.
I will go for 300 then.
Okay, my hero for 300. Now this quote, "Still standing, let me fix that," is one of this hero's many battle quotes. Jenna?
Who is Koth?
Nope, that's wrong.
Oh. Come on, guys, just guess.
Yeah, but then we lose
points. Who is Koth's girlfriend? Milani. Milanu.
Nope, that's wrong, too.
Out of the zone.
Give up?
Yeah.
It's Tal'Kora.
Tal'Kora?
That was Koth's other girlfriend.
Yeah, well, first of all, I never even knew that. Does she attack?
Well, not really, but I think she thinks she does.
You know, if she'd be where she's supposed to be, which is behind me healing, I'm not going to pay attention to what she's saying anyway.
Exactly.
Her and Zed running up there, huh?
Oh, no one's worse than Zed.
Yeah. You get to pick again, Matty.
Oh, do I? Oh, that's right. I didn't get it. I lost points, but I get to go get 400 in the My Hero category, please.
All right, My Hero for 400. These armor remnants are obtained in the Domain of Anguish mission and used to upgrade your hero's armor appearance.
Wow. Has any of us actually done that?
I bought them.
Well, what are they called?
You know, what I'm finding out as I play this game is that I don't really concern myself with the nitty-gritty. I'm a big picture kind of guy. I'm not a detail kind of guy.
Jenna?
What are anguished remnants?
That would be incorrect.
But it was a good guess.
It was a wonderful guess.
What are dominatrix remnants? since it's in a domain. No?
Nope. The answer is primeval armor remnants.
Oh.
You also have the problem that at some point in time, the game designers just started throwing any adjective they felt like in front of these armor remnants. They really have nothing to do with the armor or with where you get them. They're just like opening up the thesaurus and flipping through and going, stop! Hey, look, primeval! Woo!
They're like, we're saving the good names for Guild Wars 2, so we just need to get through the game.
What are the evergreen armor remnants? Woo! I mean, they're just picking them at random.
Well, Maddie, you only got one choice.
We got two left.
Oh, I only have one on our board. What's the other one?
We got My Hero for 500, and Who's the Boss yet?
Oh, let's go. Oh, there you go. Who's the Boss for 500?
All right, Who's the Boss for 500? This is the profession of one of the most famous char bosses in pre-searing Ascalon, Vatlaw Doomtooth.
There are famous char bosses in pre-searing Ascalon?
Yep, Matt got it. That's right.
Very good, Maddie.
Yep, he's a ranger.
What is ranger?
I've only been behind the wall once, and I got to tell you, a lot of fur.
Thanks. Thanks for lying back there.
So we got one question left.
I didn't know there were famous char bosses in pre-searing Ascalon.
Well, the reason he's famous is because he went on to father some future char in Ilanorth.
He did? Who?
Yeah, the Doomtooths.
The Doomtooth?
You know the Doomtooth family?
You remember the Doomtooth family? They lived right down the road. They had that escalator.
Wally and the Beeves, yeah. Doomtooth.
They were good people.
Next to the Partridges and the Adamses. So.
They used to have those parties every solstice where they would skin a few Ascalonians. It was good stuff. I like them.
It's not called the solstice. It's called Winter's Day or Dragon Fest or whatever else. Primeval Day.
Oh, hey, that would have been
Primeval Day. That's exactly right.
Who got
it? Well, I'll go with...
Oh, Maddie got it.
Matt got it, yep.
Cool. I will pick... there's a lot. My Heroes... 500 on My Heroes, please.
All right. Once this quest is completed, you will then unlock the hero Haida. John?
You know, actually, not. What is frog stomping?
Nope, that's incorrect.
Who's the stomping of the frog?
Jenna?
What is don't be a Haida?
Oh, God.
Doesn't that totally sound like a quest? Oh,
yeah,
man.
I bet they wish they thought of that now.
They do.
No, it's the name of the... Oh, Matt, you want to guess?
No, I was trying to think of it. I can't. I give up, Trebek.
It's Give Peace a Chance.
Now, wait, isn't there a frog stomping quest, Get Haida?
Yeah.
Is that the one before
that? Yeah, there is. It's the one before it.
So first you stomp frogs. So basically after you, like, as usual, as you always do in Guild Wars, after you've wiped out the indigenous population of frogs, then you do a quest called Give Peace a Chance?
Yep.
That's so Guild Wars for you right there.
Don't be a hater would have been better.
I agree.
Is Give Peace a Chance the one where that's the quest where we go to have peace talks with the White Mantle, isn't it? Because, of course... We know they're going to be friendly to us, and surprise, surprise, they betray us.
I believe that's it.
I just want to say that I think bringing the White Mantle back in Eye of the North was a stroke of genius. I mean, they are fantastic. The Nazis of Guild Wars.
I have a problem with whatever it is their abbots wear. It really bothers me.
With the Power Girl window on their chest?
Yeah, the little window on their chest. It offends me. What is that?
Well, none of them have any pants except for the fighters, you know?
What is a White Mantle Abbot?
The worst abbot ever.
Yeah, those are really... And they have the mummers. They have, like, the mummers headpiece. Actually, I guess their headpiece is supposed to look like a Mersat kind of thing.
It doesn't.
No.
It's no wonder the Mersat used them as fodder. I mean, how do you respect them?
Fodder remnants. That would have been good.
It would have been great.
Instead of primeval. Don't
you know Mendler should have betrayed us?
I'm surprised
for
burgers
along the way.
Like Wimpy. Like Wimpy from Popeye.
Yeah.
I had to get new armor for my monk. I'm playing, for the listeners, I'm playing a male monk for the first time. And I'm getting armor, and he's running around naked in our guild hall. I'm like, why is he so fat?
Everybody
I will
else.
Never understand why the male monk is so fat.
Every other man has chiseled abs. You could, like, do your laundry on their abs, but the male monks.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
So what do we win? Who won, John?
Well, don't we have a final question then?
Yeah, what about Final Jeopardy? And then we write our question.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't think of that, did you?
No, I did not.
Well, who won?
I can make some stuff up.
Oh, you know what? Oh, can I ask the final? I know the perfect Final Jeopardy question. And okay. Sean, you can participate.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Okay, here's the question, and everybody has to come up with an answer. What is the stupidest boss name in any chapter of Guild Wars 1? Okay, let's go down the row. Matt, what is the stupidest boss name in all the Guild Wars 1 chapters?
Ooh, I got
you
it.
Wrote.
I bet everything. What is, who is Muju Magibux?
Okay.
Or Muju or whatever. It's Mojo.
And next is Mike Collins. Who is?
Looks like I also wrote Muju Magibux.
Oh, okay. John, what did you write?
Who is Roth Yak Slapper?
Oh, good one.
And Sean, you wrote?
I wrote Yerk Plop Squirt.
Wow. Well, I'm sorry. But the correct answer was Lou of the Knives.
I forgot
about Lou. Hey, Lou.
Good old Lou.
How you doing, Lou?
I forgot Lou of the Knives. Really, we could spend an hour talking about horrible villain names.